It's been a pleasure to be with you during this past week.
Bolo príjemné byť oplynulý týždeň spolu s vami.
And it's a special pleasure to be with you on this Sabbath morning.
A je obzvlášť príjemné byť s vami dnes sobotu dopoludnia.
Because wherever I go around the world,
kdekoľvek po svete cestujem,
Even when I can't understand the language sometimes of what's going on around me,
tak aj napriek tomu, že nemôžem rozumieť tomu jazyku, to, čo sa okolo mňa odohráva,
there's always the sense that we are here together as a group of brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
Ten pocit, že sme spolu ako bratia a sestry v Ježišovi Kristovi, mám stále.
And we are united in our faith.
A sme zjednotení v našej viere.
And that's one of the marvelous things, not only about this particular church of ours, but about the gospel as well.
A to je jedna z úžasných vecí, nie len v rámci našej cirkve, ale veci v rámci celého evanjelia.
Now, for those of us who are used to easy devotional reading,
tí z nás, ktorí sme zvyknutí na ľahkostraviteľné štúdium,
the book of Judges is fairly barren territory.
Tak zistia, že kniha sudcov je biele miesto.
And there's no better example of that than Samson.
A snáď najlepší príklad z tejto knihy je v živote Samsona.
How many of us remember very much about Samson?
Koľký z vás si dosť pamätajú z príbehu o Samsonovi?
Most of us remember Samson as a strong man.
Väčšina z nás si predstaví Samsona a pamätá si ho ako siláka.
With a weakness for loose women.
Ktorý mal slabosti na ženy.
And a weakness which brings us to this sorry sight.
A slabosť, ktorá sa mu potom neskôr stane smutnou a osudnou.
Of Samson resting his head in Delilah's lap.
Samson, ktorého hlava spočíva na kolenách Dalily.
His head shaved of hair.
Jeho hlava, ktorá je oholená.
And the statement that he did not know that the Lord had left him.
A smutné, že je tam výrok, že Samson nevedel, že ho Hospodin opustil.
I find that one of the most poignant statements in the whole of scripture.
Ja toto pokladám za jedno z najžalostnejších tvrdení v celom písme.
He did not know.
On si nevšimol, nevedel,
that the Lord had left him.
Že Hospodin ho opustil.
Don't you find that profoundly sad?
Aj vám sa to zdá veľmi smutné?
That a man whose story had begun with such high expectations.
Muž, ktorého životný príbeh začne s takými veľkými očakávaniami.
That he was going to be God's man for the hour.
On sa mal stať Božím mužom pre tú dobu.
Should get to the point.
Sa dostane napokon do bodu.
Where he did not know that the Lord had left him.
Že si vôbec neuvedomí, že Hospodin ho opustil.
And yet his story had started so well.
A napriek tomu ten príbeh začína tak dobre.
If you turn to the beginning of his story in Judges chapter 13.
Ak sa na tento začiatok pozrieme, sme v kapitole sudcov, 13. kapitole.
And look there at verses 2 and 3.
Prvý, druhý a tretí verš.
Judges 13 verses 2 and 3.
Sudcov 13, druhý a tretí verš. A bol istý muž z Caré, z čelade Dánovej, ktorému bolo meno Manoach, a ktorého žena bola neplodná a nerodila. A anjel Hospodinov sa ukázal žene a riekol jej, nože, hľa, neplodná si a nerodíš, ale počneš a porodíš syna.
Now, how many other stories like this can we remember in the Bible?
Koľko podobných príbehov si môžeme z Biblie zapamätať?
Of how a barren woman receives a visit from the Lord.
Príbeh, kedy neplodná žena je navštívená Hospodinom,
or from the angel of the Lord,
alebo anjelom Hospodinovým,
and he announces to the woman,
a ktorý oznámi žene,
that she is going to give birth to the child,
že ona porodí dieťa.
Just think of some of the children that those women had.
Skúste si predstaviť niekoľko detí, ktoré tie ženy mali.
Children like Isaac.
Napríklad deti ako bol Izák.
Jacob.
Jakob.
Joseph.
Jozef.
Samuel. John the Baptist.
Ján Krstiteľ.
And here there is one more to add to that list.
A tu je ešte ďalšie meno, ktoré do zoznamu pridáme.
Samson also.
aj Samson.
And so we say to ourselves.
A tak si hovoríme.
Samson is going to be yet one more hero for the Lord.
Samson bude ďalším hrdinom pre Hospodina.
And of all the characters in the book of Judges,
a zo všetkých postav, ktoré sú spomínané v knihe Sudcov,
it is Samson who seems to fit the bill.
Je to práve Samson, ktorý zdá sa, ako zapadne do tohoto poslania.
He is the obvious candidate to be God's deliverer.
On je ten jasný kandidát, aby sa stal Božím záchrancom.
None of the other judges were.
Žiadny z iných sudcov túto úlohu nemal.
Let's think of some of those other judges.
Poďme sa zamyslieť nad niektorými inými sudcami.
We begin with Deborah.
Začíname Deborou.
A woman.
Bola to žena.
I mean a woman living in a man's world.
Myslím žena, ktorá žila vo svete mužov.
And yet a woman who guides the troops of Israel.
Je to žena, ktorá vedie vojska Izraela.
To whom experienced generals come for help.
S ktorou sa radia významní skúsení generáli.
And then we meet Ehud.
A potom Ehud.
The left-handed man.
To je ľavák.
Or as the Hebrew puts it literally,
ale ako hovorí hebrejčina doslovne,
restricted in his right hand.
Bol obmedzený v narábaní so svojou pravou rukou.
In other words, quite probably a handicapped person.
Teda pravdepodobne to bol handicapovaný človek.
And yet a handicapped person who single-handedly.
A bol to handicapovaný človek, ktorý aj napriek tomu, že jednou rukou
gets rid of fat King Eglon, if you remember the story.
Bojuje, tak sa zbaví tučného kráľa Eglona.
And then we meet Gideon.
A potom prichádza na scénu Gedeon.
Gideon, a man so scared.
Bol to taký prestrašený muž,
that when we first meet him,
že keď sa prvýkrát o ňom dozvedáme,
he is hiding from the enemy in a wine press.
Tak sa niekde vo hroznovom preši schováva pred nepriateľom.
And then Jephthah.
A potom Jephthah.
Jephthah is a social outcast.
Jephthah je vyhnanec. Je to niekto, kto žije na periférii.
The son of a prostitute.
Je to syn prostitútky.
And so I could go on.
A tak by som mohol pokračovať.
Every one of them unlikely candidates for greatness.
Každý z nich je čímkoľvek iným, len nie kandidátom na významnú úlohu.
But not Samson.
Ale u Samsona je to iné.
Not Samson.
Samson, to je iný prípad.
Samson was no social outcast.
Samson nebol na periférii spoločenského života.
You just look at the parties that he went to.
Len sa pozriete na večierky, ktoré navštevoval.
Not scared either.
Vôbec nebol prestrašený.
Tearing apart a lion as if he was just squashing a fly.
Roztrhol leva tak, ako keby zabil muchu.
Not handicapped in any limb was Samson.
Žiadnu telesnú vadu nemal Samson.
And so we come to the heartwarming news then at the end of Judges chapter 13.
A potom na konci 13. kapitoly Sudcov nachádzame niečo, čo nám zahrieva srdiečko.
And verse 24.
24. verš.
And at the beginning of that verse, chapter 13, verse 24,
na začiatku tohto verša čítame,
that the woman bore a son,
a žena porodila syna,
and named him Samson,
a nazvala jeho meno Samson,
and the boy grew,
a chlapec rástol.
Now there's an understatement for you.
No, je tam niečo, čo treba si všimnúť, niečo skryté pre nás.
The boy grew.
Hovorí sa o tom, že chlapec rástol.
And grew and grew and grew.
A rástol a rástol a rástol.
He grew beyond your wildest dreams.
Dokonca rástol viac, ako si to dokážete predstaviť.
And here we don't have some Bulgarian weightlifter pumped full of steroids.
A tuto nemáme nejakého bulharského spierača, ktorý je napumpovaný steroidmi.
Samson is the real article.
Samson, no tak to je kus.
Samson is unique.
Samson je unikát.
Unique in promise.
Je to unikát zasľúbenia.
Unique in physique.
Unikát vo fyzičke.
And unique in one other respect as well.
A ešte unikátny v jednom inom ohľade.
He didn't know that the Lord had left him.
On nevedel, že ho Hospodin opustil.
And how is that possible?
Ako je toto možné?
How is it possible for somebody not to know that the Lord has left him?
Ako je možné, aby niekto vôbec si nevšimol, že ho Hospodin opustil?
I mean, if he doesn't know that the Lord has left him,
ak totiž nevie, že ho Hospodin opustil,
it suggests that he didn't know when the Lord was with him.
To znamená, že ani nevedel, kedy bol Hospodin s ním.
And how is that possible?
Ako toto je možné?
Not to know whether the Lord is with you or has left you.
Nevediac, či je Boh so mnou alebo nie je so mnou.
Now, if I were to say to you,
ak by som vám povedal,
about a married couple.
Niečo o manželoch?
Now Bob did not know that Sue had left him.
Tak manžel, ktorého meno je Bob, nezistil, že Zuzana ho opustila.
You'd say, what do you mean?
Pýtate sa, čo ty myslíš?
What kind of a husband is it that doesn't know that his wife has left him?
Čo je to za manžela, ktorý nezistí, že ho žena opustila?
What kind of marriage did they have?
Aké to musí byť manželstvo?
It would sound incredible.
To znie neuveriteľne.
But Samson didn't know that the Lord had left him.
Ale Samson si nevšimol, že ho Hospodin opustil.
What about you?
Ako je to s nami?
What if you knew that the Lord had left you?
Čo ak vy by ste si všimli, že vás Hospodin opustil?
Would it make any difference, do you think?
Bol by v tom nejaký rozdiel?
Do you think you'd get around to sorting out the problem?
Myslíte si, že by ste mohli vyriešiť ten problém?
Sometime, that is.
Teda niekedy ten problém, keby nastal?
Do you think you'd say, Lord, look, I'll start praying.
Poviete, dobre, pane, vieš čo, začnem sa modliť.
Tomorrow.
Zajtra.
I'll start studying the Bible.
Začneme študovať Bibliu.
Next week.
Budúci týždeň.
But Lord, you know what with the car to get fixed by next Wednesday?
Áno, vieš, ale pane, na budúci týždeň potrebujem aj auto mať opravené.
And that new furniture I've got to buy by next Friday?
Ja budúci piatok musím kúpiť nový nábytok.
And with a list of things to do this week as long as my arm.
A mám zoznam vecí taký dlhý ako moja ruka, čo musím spraviť tento týždeň.
Do you think you might put it off?
Myslíš si, že by si to mohol nejak odložiť?
Put it on next week's list of things.
Vieš čo, zaradím si ťa na budúci týždeň, dobre?
If we have time, that is.
Teda, dúfam, že už budeme mať čas.
Now, the angel who visited Samson's mother.
Aniel, ktorý navštívil Samsonovu matku,
told her that her son was to be a Nazarite from birth.
Povedal jej, že jej syn bude Nazarejcom od narodenia.
And we know in the Bible quite clearly what the rules for being a Nazarite were.
A v Biblii sa jasne hovorí o tom, aké pravidlá sa vzťahovali na niekoho, kto sa stal Nazarejcom.
There are three basic rules to govern a Nazarite.
Hovoríme o troch základných zákonoch, pravidlách, ktorými sa mal riadiť.
And we find those in the book of Numbers.
Dočítame sa o nich v 4. Mojžišovej.
Chapter 6.
6. kapitole.
And the first of those rules has to do with grapes.
A prvý z týchto zákonov sa dotýkal hrozna.
Now we can read that in Numbers chapter 6 and verses 3 and 4.
4. Mojžišova 6. kapitola, 3. a 4. verš.
Let's just read those verses. Numbers 6 verses 3 and 4.
Prečítajme si ich. 4. Mojžišova 6. kapitola, 3. a 4. verš. Oddelí sa, zdrží sa vína a opojného nápoja, vôbec ani nebude piť octu z vína, ani octu z nejakého opojného nápoja, ani nebude piť ničoho tekutého z hrozien, ani hrozien, či už sviežich a či už suchých, nebude jesť. Po všetky dni svojho nazarejstva nebude jesť ničoho z toho, čo pochádza z vínneho kmeňa, od zrna až po šupy.
So for a Nazarite then.
Takže pre Nazarejca.
It wasn't simply a matter of resisting the temptations of alcohol.
Nebola to len záležitosť, že sa mal ovládať, aby nepil alkohol.
But anything and everything having to do with grapes.
Ale čokoľvek a všetko, čo malo do činenia niečo s hroznom.
Their flesh.
Dužina.
Their skin.
Šupa.
Their juice.
Šťava.
And their pips.
A zrnka.
A Nazarite was to live a grapeless existence.
Teda existencia Nazarejca bola bezhroznová.
The second condition for being a Nazarite.
Druhá podmienka, ktorú musel Nazarejec splniť.
We read at the beginning of Numbers 6 and verse 5.
Je zaznamenaná na začiatku 5. verša tej istej kapitole 4. Mojžišovej.
Where we're told simply that a Nazarite was never to have their hair cut.
Kde sa nám jasne hovorí, že Nazarejec si nikdy nemal ostrihať svoju hlavu.
That was the second condition.
To bola ta druhá podmienka.
And then the third condition.
A potom tretia podmienka.
We read in Numbers 6 verse 6.
Je zaznamenaná v 6. verši.
And this concerns dead bodies or corpses.
A táto sa dotýka mŕtvol.
Let's just read verse 6.
Pozrieme sa na verš 6. Po všetky dni, na ktoré sa oddelí pre Hospodina, nevôjde k mŕtvemu telu.
So not difficult responsibilities, you think.
No, poviete si, nie sú žiadne ťažké zodpovednosti.
Just a matter of wearing a long hairstyle.
Tak len ide o to, že môj štýl sa zmení na dlhovlasy.
Not going near grapes or vineyards.
Dobre, no nebudem sa pohybovať niekde vo vinici, ani sa nepriblížim k hroznu.
Not touching anything unclean.
Ani sa nebudem dotýkať niečoho nečistého.
And not attending funerals.
A nebudem na pohreboch.
How does Samson do then? How does he actually go about fulfilling these conditions?
Ako sa to Samsonovi darí naplňať tieto podmienky?
First of all, what about grapes?
Takže najskôr, ako je to s tým zákazom hrozna?
I think we can see how it probably happened.
Myslím si, že môžeme vidieť, ako pravdepodobne sa toto uberá ďalej.
Perhaps first of all just touching a grape.
Možno to začalo tým, že sa len dotkol hrozna.
And then maybe just, you know, flicking a grape seed that he happened to find.
A potom možno frnkal zrnka hroznové, ktoré mal na stole.
And then a sun-dried raisin just slipped quickly into his mouth.
A potom sušené hrozno, hrozienka, ktoré bolo vyschnuté na slnku, tak si len tak rýchlo mimochodom hodil do úst.
And then a big, black, juicy grape straight from the vine.
Potom nakoniec priamo z viniča, keď otrhol také nádherné, čierne, veľké hrozno.
And then his first glass.
A potom jeho prvý pohárik.
And from then on he became an expert in all of the great Philistine wines.
A od tej doby sa stal expertom na všetky druhy filištinských vín.
You can't keep him away from grapes.
Už ho nedokážete zastaviť, aby nebol v kontakte s hroznom.
You remember the lion that he killed?
Pamätáte sa, ako zabil leva?
He killed the lion in a vineyard.
Toho leva zabil vo vinici.
What was he doing there, do you think?
Čo si myslíte, že tam v tej vinici robil?
He meets his mistress Delilah.
A potom stretne svoje dievča Dalil.
In the valley of Sorek.
V údolí Soreka.
That is to say, the valley of grapevines.
Tým sa hovorí v preklade údolie hroznovej šťavy.
I wonder what he was doing there.
Čo tam asi robil?
And also Samson, you remember, is not to go anywhere near a corpse.
A samozrejme tiež vieme, že Samson by sa nemal vôbec približovať mŕtvolám.
But Samson creates corpses.
Ale Samson nielenže sa k ním približuje, on ich vytvára.
Thousands of them.
Dokonca po tisícoch.
Throughout the whole of the land of the Philistines.
Po celej filištinskej zemi.
He's not supposed to go near anything unclean.
Dokonca sa nemá približiť k ničemu nečistému.
And yet he creates some of those corpses.
A napriek tomu on je ten, kto tvorí niektoré z týchto mŕtvol.
By using the fresh jawbone of a donkey.
Tým, že má čerstvú čelusť osla.
An unclean object.
A to samotné už je nečistý predmet.
He scrapes honey out of the carcass of a lion.
A potom vyškrábe med z mŕtvoly lva.
An unclean animal.
To je nečisté zviera predsa.
A Nazarite indeed.
Oh, pekný Nazarajec.
So by the time we meet Samson.
V čase, keď stretávame Samsona,
resting his head in Delilah's lap,
spočívajúc so svojou hlavou na kolenách Dalily,
enjoying her relaxing massage,
a pochutnávanie si na jej dobrej masáži,
there is only one remnant of his Nazarite vow left.
Existuje len jeden pozostatok jeho niekdajšieho nazarejstva.
His hair.
Jeho vlasy.
And then even that goes.
A po chvíľke aj to ide preč.
And when it does.
A keď zmiznú aj vlasy.
He doesn't know that the Lord has left him.
Samson nevie, že ho Hospodin opustil.
Poor old Samson seems to be the kind of person who thought that appearances were all that mattered.
Chudák Samson, zdá sa, že je ten človek, ktorý si veľmi zakladal na zovňajšku.
He would answer to the name of Nazarite.
On určite by reagoval, keby ste ho oslovili Nazarejec.
He would maintain enough of an illusion to make people think that he was a Nazarite.
Stále si zachovával tú ilúziu, že ľudia vedia, že on je Nazarejec.
With his long hair.
Keď videli jeho krásne dlhé vlasy.
But only the bare minimum.
Ale to bolo len to minimum.
He wasn't willing to take his calling seriously.
On nebol ochotný zobrať svoje poslanie vážne.
He was supposed to be distinctive.
Mal by sa odlišovať.
But it got to the point where you couldn't pick Samson out of a Philistine crowd.
Ale potom sa dostal do bodu, kedy by ste Samsona možno nevedeli rozlíšiť od filištínskeho davu.
Now, as Seventh-day Adventists, we are not Nazarites, of course.
Ako adventisti 7. dňa nestotožňujeme sa, že by sme my boli Nazarénmi.
But we do claim to be distinctive.
Ale s čím sa stotožňujeme, to je naša unikátnosť.
Is that still true, do you think?
Myslíš si, že stále to platí?
Or somewhat like Samson, is that just a matter of words?
Alebo podobne ako pre Samsona, je to pre nás len vec vyjadrenia slov.
Right now, in the 21st century,
dnes, v 21. storočí,
do some of us, do I, wear my Adventism as lightly as Samson wore his Nazarite vow?
Je možné, že ja nosím svoj adventizmus na sebe, tak ako Samson nosil znamenie svojho nazarejstva?
And after a little while reflecting on this story,
a po chvíľke, keď sa tak zamýšľame nad týmto príbehom,
I think we realize what it's saying.
Uvedomíme si, čo nám to chce povedať.
Just as Israel was dedicated to God,
tak ako Izrael bol zasvetený Bohu,
so Samson is dedicated to God.
I Samson je zasvetený Bohu.
And just as Israel breaks its covenant with God,
a tak ako Izrael neskôr poruší svoju zmluvu s Bohom,
so Samson breaks his vow to God.
I Samson poruší svoju prísahu, ktorú dal Bohu.
Just as Israel goes lusting after foreign gods,
a tak ako Izrael ide a zatúži po bohoch iných národov,
so Samson goes lusting after foreign women.
A tak Samson podobne zatúži po ženách iných národov.
The wife he married,
ženu, ktorú si napokon vezme,
was a Philistine.
Zoberie si ženu, ktorá je filištinka.
The prostitute he went to,
prostitútke, ktorej išiel,
was a Philistine.
Bola filištinka.
His mistress Delilah,
jeho milenka Dalila,
is a Philistine.
Je filištinka.
Philistines, every single one of them.
Každá z nich filištinka.
Just as Israel is seduced by foreign religion,
tak ako Izrael bol zvábený iným náboženstvom,
so Samson is seduced by foreign women.
Podobne Samson je zvedený inými ženami.
And just as Israel ends up in the temple of foreign gods,
a tak ako Izrael napokon skončí uctievajúc iných bohov v iných chrámoch,
so Samson ends up in the temple of Dagon.
Tak napokon i Samson skončí v chráme Dagona.
And just as Israel keeps on making the same mistakes over and over again,
a tak ako aj Izrael nepoučiteľne stále opakuje tú istú chybu,
so Samson never seems to learn.
Podobne i Samson sa zdá, že sa nikdy nepoučí.
And I think that's what we say when we read this story.
A myslím si, že to môžeme povedať, keď čítame tento príbeh.
Doesn't he ever learn?
Či sa vôbec nepoučí?
In the scripture reading where we read Delilah trying to get hold of his secret,
a keď sme čítali pred kázňou o tom, ako Dalila sa snažila z neho dostať jeho tajomstvo,
after a while we say,
po chvíli môžeme povedať,
can't he see the Philistines coming?
Či mu nedošlo, že filištini tam môžu prísť?
How stupid do you have to be not to see what Delilah is up to?
Aký musíte byť hlúpi, ak si nevšimnete, čo má Dalila za ľubom.
As he rests his head in her lap,
keď vy ako Samson si kľudne položíte hlavu do jej klína.
And she runs her fingers through his hair.
A ona sa mu prehrábava prstami vo vlasoch.
I mean, can't he see the red lights flashing?
Nevidíte, že sa kontrolky červené rozsvietili?
Can't he hear the bells clanging?
A zvonia zvony?
Can't he hear the whistles screaming?
A píšťali z neju?
Doesn't he know?
Je to možné, aby nevedel?
Well, there's something else he doesn't know.
Ešte niečo nevie.
He doesn't know that the Lord has left him.
Nevie, že Hospodin ho opustil.
When Israel looked into the mirror, they saw Samson.
Keď sa Izrael pozrel do zrkadla, tak sa videli v Samsonovi.
And when we look into the mirror,
keď sa my pozrieme do zrkadla,
do we sometimes see Samson staring back at us?
Vidíme tiež Samsona, ako sa na nás späť pozerá?
Samson, who lived his life so full of activity.
Samson, ktorého život bol taký činný,
tossing and turning his way through his life.
Prehrabával sa svojou cestou života.
With all kinds of ambitions.
S rôznymi ambíciami.
But like Samson, sometimes not knowing whether the Lord is with us or has left us.
Ale podobne ako Samson, nevieme, či práve je Boh s nami alebo nie je s nami.
Poor old Samson just never stopped to think.
Chudák Samson, ako keby nikdy sa nezamyslel a nepozastavil.
As long as he was doing this or being there,
pokiaľ robil niečo alebo niekde bol,
or experiencing the other,
alebo niečo zakúšal, niečo iné,
he was happy.
Bol rád.
But no time and no space for prayer.
Ale žiadny čas, žiadne miesto, aby sa stíšil k modlitbe.
No time for reflection.
Žiadny čas na zamyslenie.
Just skimming through the superficial thrills of life.
Len sa tak predieral týmito povrchnými radovánkami života.
Motivated entirely by his hormones.
Úplne motivovaný svojimi hormónmi.
Are our lives sometimes just as frantic as Samson's?
Sú aj naše životy niekedy takéto hektické ako život Samsona?
Our lives just so busy, so full of things that God seems to be shut out from our lives.
Sú aj naše životy také zaneprázdnené, také plné veci, že zdá sa, ako keby z nich Boh úplne odišiel.
Now we're not killing Philistines.
Samozrejme, my zabíjame Filištinov.
We're not catching foxes.
Ani nechytáme líšky.
We're not making up really difficult riddles.
A takisto ani nevyrábame určité krížovky a hádanky, ktoré by boli veľmi ťažké.
No, but life's just so busy.
Nie, ale život je taký aktívny.
Chasing around.
Tým, že sa naháňame.
Not chasing Philistines.
Možno nie za Filištinmi.
But chasing popularity.
Ale dajme tomu popularitu.
Acceptance.
Prijatie.
Promotion.
Kariéru.
Money.
Peniaze.
So busy that God sometimes doesn't get a look in our lives.
Taký sme zaneprázdnení, že častokrát Bohu nevenujeme ani pohľad v našom živote.
One of the sad lessons from the story of Samson.
Jedno zo smutných poučení z príbehu Samsona
is that we need to make time for silence.
Je skutočnosť, že musíme si nájsť čas na ticho.
Time for prayer.
Čas na modlitbu.
Space and time in our lives for God.
Priestor a čas v našich životoch pre Boha.
Samson didn't know.
Samson nevedel.
But God says, be still. Be still and know.
Ale Boh hovorí, utíšte sa a vedzte.
Be still and know that I am God.
Utíšte sa a vedzte, že ja som Boh.
And that's why.
A preto?
That's why he didn't know.
Preto Samson nezistil.
That's why he didn't know that the Lord had left him.
Preto Samson nezistil, že ho Hospodin opustil.
He didn't know that the Lord had left him
because nevedel, že ho Hospodin opustil.
Because he'd never made time for the Lord when he was with him.
Pretože nikdy si na Hospodina nenašiel čas, keď bol s ním.
So when he left,
takže keď Hospodin sa pobral,
he couldn't tell the difference.
Tak ten rozdiel Samson ani nezistil.
Now you'll probably agree that people who do not pay their rent,
možno budete so mnou súhlasiť, že tí, ktorí neplatia nájom,
are a very serious problem.
Vytvárajú dosť zložitý problém.
So recently, when one of the councils in London discovered that one of their tenants had not paid rent.
A tak nedávno v Londýne, keď jedno zo zastupiteľstiev zistilo, že ich nájomníci neplatia nájom, rentu.
And had not paid rent for 3.5 years.
A to už trvá 3,5 roka.
They knew what to do.
Vedeli presne, čo robiť.
They went to his flat to demand payment.
Navštívili tohoto neplatiča a žiadali platbu.
Now they found him all right.
Našli ho úplne v pohode.
They had to break down the front door of his home to get in, mind you.
Iba že museli vyvaliť predné dvere, aby sa dostali k nemu do domu.
But once they were inside,
ale keď už boli vnútri,
he didn't put up any more resistance.
Už sa nebránil.
Because when they walked into his kitchen,
pretože keď oni vchádzali do jeho kuchyne,
all they discovered,
všetko čo zistili,
was his skeleton.
Je, že tam bola jeho kostra.
He died 3.5 years before.
Dotyčný zomrel pred 3,5 rokmi.
But his landlord didn't know.
Ale ten, ktorému platil nájom, si to nevšimol.
His next door neighbors.
Ani jeho susedia, ktorí bývali vedľa.
Didn't know.
Tiež si nevšimli.
I mean your tenant or your next door neighbor lies dead in his kitchen.
Váš nájomník alebo váš sused v druhých dverách leží mŕtvy v kuchyni.
For 3.5 years.
3,5 roka.
And nobody knows.
A nikto si nevšimne?
Now the neighbors were very upset.
A toto veľmi znekludnilo, znepokojilo susedov.
They'd spoken to him quite often, they said.
Oni hovorili, my sme s ním často hovorili.
Well, once or twice maybe.
Možno raz, dva.
And well, now you come to mention it. No, they hadn't seen him lately.
Ale oni, keď sa musia rozpamätať, tak no ozaj, no tak naposledy sme ho už nejakú dobu nevideli.
But he seemed like a really nice fellow, you know.
Ale to bol, to vám bol dobrý sused.
He really was a really nice man.
To bol, no to bol dobrý človek.
Oh, he really was.
No, naozaj.
No, we never did get to know him.
Ale nikdy sme ho nejak bližšie nespoznali.
So when he died,
a tak keď zomrel,
they didn't know.
Oni si to nevšimli.
And Samson didn't know.
Ani Samson si nevšimol.
Doesn't that make you want to weep?
Nezaplakali by sme.
I mean, what a wasted life.
Aký to premárnený život.
So what if he'd taken personal revenge against the Philistines?
No a čo, keď sa pomstil Filištinom?
So what if he'd carried the gates of Gaza to the top of the hill?
No a čo, keď vytrhol bránu v Gaze a vyniesol na vrch?
So what if he'd made up really difficult riddles?
A čo z toho, keď spravil také hádanky, ktoré nikto neuhádol?
So what?
No a čo?
So what?
A čo?
If he didn't know that the Lord had left him.
Čo z toho, keď nevedel, že ho Hospodin opustil?
So what?
Čo z toho?
And so what if my students at Newbold think the world of me?
Čo z toho, keď si študenti o mne na Newbold myslia, že som ten najlepší?
So what if my students think that some of my insights are actually better than Einstein's?
A čo z toho, že niektorí študenti si myslia, že moje zamyslenia sú častokrát lepšie ako Einsteinove výplody?
And so what if the likes of us here this morning?
Čo z toho, ak taký ako ste vy dnes ráno tu?
By living the Adventist lifestyle.
Že žijete adventný životný štýl?
Will live 6.3 years longer than the national average.
Prežijete o istú inú populáciu v priemere o 6,3 roka.
And so what if Adventists in Slovakia get headline news for themselves in every newspaper in the country?
Čo z toho, keď adventisti sa na Slovensku by sa stali takí populárni, že by o vás písali denníky v celej krajine?
So what?
Čo z toho?
So what?
No a čo?
If we do not know.
Ak my si nevšimneme.
Whether the Lord is with us or has left us.
Či je Hospodin s nami alebo odišiel.
So what?
A čo z toho?